The best pastimes are often those carefree practices which we pick up again after a long while, reassuming the old rhythms with ease. If you patronize your local secondhand bookshop or visit the county library, you might find yourself awash in old memories of past visits, but also in the smell of old books which greets you at the door. But the musk of old books is the result of something more than collecting dust. It's produced when the paper, inks, and glues of books undergo chemical reactions that emit chemicals reminiscent of smells such as grass, almond, and vanilla. Consider that the wood-based paper, standard in older books, contains two complex organic chemicals, cellulose and lignin. Cellulose and lignin work together to give wood its structure. When removed from a tree, cellulose and lignin break down, causing paper to yellow and producing the chemical compounds that give old books their distinct aroma. The products of these breakdowns are hundreds of volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, such as toluene, which smells sweet, benzaldehyde, which gives almond extract its fragrance, and vanillin, which, of course, diffuses hints of vanilla. Various paper-based texts are composed of diverse materials and will produce different odors. Scientists can now distinguish which compounds create which odors and thus gauge a book's age or condition. The smells created from rosin and wood fiber, for example, indicate that a book should be a priority for preservation because rosin and wood fiber deteriorate more quickly than other materials used in book production. This scientific sniff test precludes damage that conventional lab testing may cause and keeps our beloved tomes intact, thus preserving their aged aroma. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.